Welcome to the Starting Messy podcast, where chaos and courage come together to create magic. On this show, we're flipping the script on perfectionism and embracing the messy, imperfect journey of entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Misty Jane, a life and money empowerment coach for people who are obsessed with personal growth. My guests and I are sharing the truth behind what it means to start messy and why it's worth the leap. Because let's be real, all the best stories start with a little chaos. All right, are you tired of just dreaming and ready to start actually doing the damn thing? You and I need to chat. If you're an overthinker with big dreams, it's time to cut out the procrastination and this idea of perfectionism and actually just start taking action. I want to share with you the 4 Steps to Starting Messy workbook, designed to support you in turning your dreams into your reality. Deep dive into figuring out what you really want, pinpoint your blocks, get comfortable with discomfort, and start taking action while staying focused. Head to the bottom of this episode's show notes and snag your free download today. Grab a pen, get comfy, because it's time to take the first steps towards creating the life that you have always wanted. Welcome back to the Starting Messy podcast. Okay, so I think that there is something that we need to talk about because I had an aha moment recently that really like warmed my heart. Normally aha moments for me are like, you know, self-awareness and like, oh shit, now I got to work through this. But this one was like very beautiful. And I really just wanted to do a podcast episode about it because I wanted to share this with you. I think that when we're going throughout life, and especially someone like me, like I have always been very independent. I have always felt like I can do it myself. Like I need to do it myself. Maybe it's a trust thing. So it depends on the situation, like where I don't necessarily trust that people are going to do it as well as me, or you know, that I have to do it myself in order to feel successful, whatever that story is that I've been telling myself, right? And over the last, oh my goodness, 5 to 6 years, I have really started finding people in my life that help me so much. And not just like help me do the thing, right? Like actually do work for me, but people that help me continue to be the best me that I can be. I'm going to quote that. And I want to talk about this because I remember there was a point in my life where I would hear the words networking. You have to network with people. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I don't like that. Like that, it sounds like I have to like go sit in a room and like be real intentional with like, oh, that person has something I want. Let me go meet them. And I don't like that. That doesn't sit good with me at all. And that was like my idea of networking. And so I just like didn't do it. Like, why would I do that? You know, I've always been the kind of person that like the right people are going to show up in my life. Like, I'm just going to be me. And if you like me, you're going to keep coming around, right? But what I noticed over the past 5 to 6 years is, yes, the more you are yourself, you attract the right people. Yes, 1,000%. But if you are not putting yourself in the rooms with other people, how are you going to attract them? Okay, so what this looked like through my journey was going to events. And I have clients that are looking for something, right? My coaching clients that are like, feel like they're alone. They feel like they are alone in their world. They are alone in what they want for themselves. They have these big dreams. They have this impact they want to make. They have these services they want to do. They have this idea of what they want to create for their life and business, but they don't necessarily have the support system backing them. And I'm not saying they don't have a loving family, but they don't necessarily have people next to them that will be their cheerleaders when it gets hard. And sometimes those people are stuck in their circle, right? They don't reach out of their bubble. They don't go to the class in another state or reach out to people on Instagram that inspire them. And I want this episode to inspire you that you are awesome and you are good enough to walk in those rooms, to reach out to those people. Because that is my experience on how I have built such a supportive network that backs me in my business. Now, I am a coach. I am a coach on a digital platform. When I talk to my friends here locally or my family, they don't know what the hell I do. My mom's probably listening to this now. She just started listening to my podcast recently because she did not know what a podcast was. And that's fine because I chose to do something that is a somewhat newer idea of a career, right? But what I found was when it feels like you're not being supported by anyone on the outside, it's really hard to do it alone. So what my aha moment is that I really wanted to share is that I thought for the longest time that what I've been doing and how I go to retreats, I put myself in the rooms, I reach out to people in DMs all the time. Like if I see somebody that they inspire me, I shoot them a message and I tell them. And what that has done for me is created and I did not do this intentionally, to be clear. Like it has created such an amazing support system of people that I have attracted to me and to who I am as a human being. And the aha moment that I had recently was that I really have always looked at it the last 5 to 6 years as like a bonus, right? Like it's just a bonus that like I got to meet cool people over my entrepreneurial journey. Cool. It's like an awesome, like, you know, extra credit, right? Like it wasn't anything that I thought was like, I mean, yes, I know it's important, but like I just kind of looked at it as like, if you don't have that, then, you know, you don't really need it. I had an aha moment recently that's bullshit. I realized that my people that I have met, that I have attracted into my life, are such a huge asset to my life. It is not even funny. And I really don't think I would be anywhere that I am. I don't think I would have ever started Messy. I don't think I would have ever done any of the things that I'm doing now if I did not have these people in my life. So I now look at these people not just as a really awesome bonus, but as such an asset to who I am and what I'm here to create. And I want to share that with you because that independent, I can do it myself, is not serving you. Now, I am not saying that you need to, again, go out and like be like, okay, that person has something I want, I'm going to meet them. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you connect with somebody, if you watch their Instagram stories, if you go to a class and you're like, wow, I like really enjoyed talking to them, you know, or just walking up to somebody and be like, oh my God, I love your outfit, and just having a conversation, or you go to a class, you know, and somebody says something, I'll never forget this. I was at a retreat and somebody said something that I felt like I had never heard anyone say that they felt the same way I felt. And I could have just heard that and walked away. But I walked up to her and I gave her the biggest hug and we had the biggest conversation just about that, about how, oh my God, like you're not alone. Like I also feel that way. You know, there's power in vulnerability. And that human, Spencer, shout out Spencer Lane. If you don't follow her on, if you're in the hair industry and don't follow her on Instagram, you should. We're still friends. I went to her wedding. Like it, you find these people, but you have to put yourself out there. You have to put yourself in the position to be open to attract new people in your life. So I want you to, when you see somebody that inspires you, do not be scared to shoot them a message, to walk up to them and introduce yourself, to say hello. If you meet somebody in person that you just really connected with, do not be scared to DM them. Like it's almost like a dating, you know? As an adult, I mean, I'm almost 40 years old, and it's really hard to meet friends on a day-to-day basis, right? And it's kind of like that, right? Like, it's hard to become friends with somebody just because, you know, you met them at the grocery store or whatever. So because there's no follow-up, right? It's like, oh, that was a nice conversation for a second, but I'll never see them again. When you need the support in something specific, and I'm using business as an example because that's where the aha moment was, right? Is like, it's, you need the people in your corner that are going to tell you who the fuck you are when you forget. And when you are doing something that other people around you don't understand, it's going to be hard to get that from them. And it's not ill will. It's not their intention to not support you. That is not the point. They just don't understand. The amount of times that I have talked about my coaching business and somebody's response was, well, you can always go back to doing hair. That no, you don't need those people to support you in something that you are trying to do. You need the people that you are going to meet outside of more than likely your current circle that are going to remind you who the fuck you are. You need the people that are doing the thing that you are doing. You need the people that understand the thing that you are doing. It's not fun to do it alone. It's not. And when it comes to finding those people that are going to be there for you, now, some of these people, I started out as my coaches. Some of these people started out by me going to their retreats or paying them money, right? And then as, you know, time went on, we create a friendship out of it. And that's not intentional. It just, you're attracting your people, right? So I want to encourage you to get in the rooms. Get in the rooms that scare you. Get in the rooms of the people that are doing the things that you want to be doing. Get in their circles and be yourself and see what happens. Get in the rooms, get in the circles, be yourself, see what happens, and follow up with them. When I have a great conversation with somebody, I'm always going to send them a message after and just say, man, I love that conversation so much. Like, thank you. You know, blah, 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 whatever I need to say. And it's, again, it's not even intentional. It's just how I am. But what I realize is how I am has brought in all of that amazing support that I needed and all of that amazingness of I don't have to do this alone. So when it comes to staying consistent with anything, starting messy, doing something that scares you, put yourself in the rooms, meet the people, be yourself and see who shows up. Because you are going to be amazed at the support system that you are going to grow over time. I will never forget, I mean, the first class I ever taught, it was because, oh, this story. So first class that I ever taught, I was a hairstylist full time. I knew that I had something to give the hair community. I knew that I wanted to educate in some way, but I had no idea what that was going to look like. And I remember I had an educator that I looked up to. I just loved her to death. I had taken one of her classes. I didn't talk to her one-on-one. I loved everything she said and really, really connected with her. And this was one of the time, this was before the time that I understood what I'm telling you today. So this is why I'm telling you, so you can get things, you know, get past the scare part of finding your community. So this was, I took a class from her. I loved her. Everything she said, I was like, oh my God, connects with me so much. She lives about an hour and a half from me. Shout out Sarah Marie. She's the other half of Coco Lemon. She posted something online about needing a hair model. Now, fun fact, I am like completely white gray, like completely. And I color my hair, obviously. And she was looking for a completely like white model that gets hair color and wants highlights. Now, I was terrified to message her and say I would be a perfect candidate for your hair model. I was terrified. I was like shaking to send her this DM, okay? Shaking. Like I think about it now and it's so insane to me. So I sent her this DM because in my mind I go, what is the worst case scenario? Worst case scenario, she just says no or she doesn't answer. That's it. Fine. No big deal. So I went ahead and I went past my fear and I sent the message. Sent the message. She responds, oh my gosh, can you be here at this time on this date? Done. Okay. So I go. I'm her hair model. We have an amazing conversation. I tell her my story about getting out of debt and my money story. And then the next thing you know, she is messaging me and asking me to come and teach a class at her salon. And that literally was the start of my entire coaching business because I sent a scary DM. And what's funny now is she's a very good friend of mine. I even do her sister's hair because I work behind the chair still like 3 days a month, slowly cutting that out. But, and I think about all the time if I would not have DM'd her about being a hair model, what my life would look like and why I almost didn't. Because I didn't think I was good enough, because I didn't think – I thought, well, what if she doesn't like me? Well, what if, you know, what if she doesn't answer? What if this? What if that? What if that? Da, da, da. Well, guess what? She did answer and I did it. And it literally kicked off an entire new career for me, an entire new career, because I sent a DM and I connected with somebody that terrified me. So when it comes to finding your support system, I want you to remember – everyone's just a person, one. We need to stop putting people on pedestals. Just because they're on their chapter 16 doesn't mean that they are like not human and this person that we can't connect with. And I want you to remember that. So you don't have to do it alone. You can find your people. You have to step out of your comfort zone a little bit to do so. You have to send that message. You have to walk up to the person you don't know. You have to say hello. You have to go to the classes. You have to put yourself in the rooms that you're scared to put yourself in. But you're going to find your people and you're going to meet your people and they are going to support you in more ways than you could ever have imagined. So I hope that this is helpful in finding some confidence in yourself, finding something within yourself that knows that you are worthy of finding your people, because that support system is what's going to get you through on the hard days. You can trust that. Once again, thank you so much for listening to the Starting Messy podcast. I hope that this inspires you to get out of your own way and start messy. If you like what you heard, please share it, leave a review, and tag us on social media. I'll talk with you on the next one.